From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, December 13th. Coming up, a conversation with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. We'll talk about Friday night's severe storms and what listeners should take away from seeing tornadoes in December. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The search for more victims and cleanup efforts will continue today at the Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville. The facility was struck by an EF3 tornado Friday night. Officials have confirmed that 6 employees died, 1 is in the hospital with serious injuries, and 45 were rescued and reunited with family. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's already spoken with President Biden.
To make sure that federal officials are coordinating with our Illinois Emergency Management Agency, the president offered to assist with whatever we may need to recover.
Rescue officials say they do not know how many Amazon employees are still unaccounted for. The company did not send a representative to Saturday's news conference and have not responded to requests for additional information from St. Louis Public Radio. Meanwhile, meteorologists confirm an EF2 tornado with 125-mile-per-hour winds swept through Coles County on Friday night. Most houses emerged unscathed, not so for the Cox family farmhouse near Mattoon. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes spoke with storm survivors.
Cox family friends bubble wrap plates. Others trolley a refrigerator into the yard. The family is moving in temporarily with relatives after the tornado ripped the roof off their house on Friday night. Corinne Cox lives next door to her mother and father-in-law in a mobile home. She herded her husband and 2 children into the main farmhouse just 5 minutes before the tornado touched down.
The attic door where we were, it flew open, and because it took the roof off, you could see everything just go up.
On Saturday afternoon, 2 dozen family friends filled the roofless home to pack up furniture. Many are volunteer firefighters who work with Corinne's mother-in-law, Wendy Cox. She's grateful for the help.
We're always on the other side of this. We're always the ones helping everybody else. So this feels really weird to me to have. It's a blessing. It's a huge blessing to know that you have this kind of community support.
Most houses nearby look untouched. Elsewhere in the Coles and Moultrie counties, the storm flattened a fuel storage facility and uprooted homes in a trailer park. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Meanwhile, Saturday was a field day for Chuck Schaefer. The meteorologist with the National Weather Service's office in Lincoln traveled to Shelby, Moultrie, and Douglas counties, among others, to see whether storm damage from Friday night showed evidence of being caused by tornadoes. Schaefer says in this case, weather conditions and radar data indicated where tornadoes were likely to have occurred.
So in this particular case, it was pretty well decided or known that this was a tornado without looking at the damage. But we do need to look at the damage to be sure it was a tornado, and also to see what wind speeds that tornado had based on the damage.
Schaefer spoke in rural Moultrie County after confirming that an EF2 tornado was responsible for destroying the South Central FS fuel storage facility near Gaze. In addition, the Weather Service office in Lincoln confirmed EF2 tornadoes in Cass and Shelby counties. Elsewhere, the number of active COVID-19 cases this week in Champaign County is the highest it's been all year, now at more than 1,800. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, is treating 82 patients with COVID-19. 15 of those patients are in the ICU. 61% of the county's vaccine-eligible population is fully vaccinated. County health officials say the best ways to help prevent the spread of the virus are to get fully vaccinated, including a booster shot, and to wear masks while at indoor public places. Still to come, more on Friday's severe weather with meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. He provided special coverage for Illinois Public Media and has advice for listeners moving forward. That's next on 217 Today.
The critically acclaimed British crime drama Broadchurch is now available for friends of WILL to stream with Passport. The series stars Olivia Colman and David Tennant, who are detectives exploring the fallout from a grisly murder in a small English seaside community. As they work together to find the killer, they threaten to expose some of the town's long-held secrets. Learn how you can watch all 3 seasons at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. As we heard, a tornado caused significant damage in Coles, Moultrie, and Shelby counties on Friday night. Other storms in the region killed nearly 100 people, including at least six workers in an Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard tracked these storms and was part of Illinois Public Media's special severe weather coverage. I spoke with him about the storms and started by asking him when he really started getting nervous about a severe weather outbreak.
It was kind of mid-afternoon that it was like, this seems real. This seems like something we're really going to have to contend with. And then around 5 or 6 in the evening, a couple colleagues of mine in the area, we started sending, I don't like this, messages to each other when we saw the storms actually breaking out in Missouri. And that kind of confirmed it then that, you know, we've got this environment that's going to support severe storms and tornadoes in place across Illinois. And now the storms are erupting in Missouri and down into northern Arkansas. And so You know, really, when you talk about how long were we watching it, you can go days out. We were kind of watching it with a skeptical eye, but it was kind of an hour by hour, one of those situations on Friday where it just was getting worse and worse as we got close, rather than, you know, more often than not, it gets closer and we're like, this isn't quite right. This isn't there. It's going to, you know, this is what it's going to keep it from getting too bad. And just as we got closer, those things weren't there and it was only getting worse and worse. And it became kind of an inevitable feeling by the late afternoon and early evening.
You know, you were tracking those storms for WILL on Friday night. And of course, you know, certainly we had tornado warnings coming out from the National Weather Service for Shelby County, Moultrie County, Coles County as the evening went along. The National Weather Service sent meteorologists out on Saturday to kind of confirm, you know, what they were showing on radar on Friday night. Could you explain a little bit about how those things work together? You know, kind of the tracking on the radar the night of the storm, and then the spotters going out the next day to try and confirm that damage.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into these surveys. You've got the National Weather Service meteorologists who are tracking the storms and issuing the warnings. So, of course, they're aware of where these favorable storms have tracked and where there should be tornado damage paths. But the folks who are sitting in the offices and watching the radar behind the screen, they need ground truth out there. So a lot of that comes from the public, folks who call in and say, hey, you know, I got tornado damage, or hey, there's power lines down here. A lot of it comes from storm spotters who are out there and storm chasers. A lot of times I'm in the field versus behind the desk there like I was on Friday night. And so I'll often kind of work hand in hand with the National Weather Service officials and tell them, you know, whether it's this is where I saw the tornado touchdown at this time, or this is where I noted damage and you need to go here. So they have a good idea where to start, but a lot of help comes from people who are actually on the ground, whether they're reporting the severe weather occurring or reporting where this damage is, so that then they know where to go, so they're not having to kind of zigzag up and down the roads so much. So then they'll get officials out there as quick as they can. Of course, the cleanup begins right away. So when it comes to surveying some of the damage and trying to give a rating to the tornadoes, that becomes difficult when the cleanup happens right away. Of course, we don't want people to wait to clean up for folks to get there, but they'll sift through everything, and there's a scale with damage indicators that the National Weather Service will look at. They'll look at buildings or trees or other equipment that was damaged, and they can understand, you know, what strength it took or what, you know, wind speed was required to do some of this damage. And that's when they can start piecing together the story and identifying what was tornado damage.
What would you advise our listeners to kind of take away from this event that we saw on Friday night? Anything that they should, you know, keep in mind and, you know, be ready for the next time something like this pops up?
Well, it always takes an event like this to make me realize how weather aware our community really is. I mean, Champaign-Urbana really takes the weather seriously. And so I was impressed with how aware folks were that this event was happening. They took it seriously. Folks were tuned in when the storms rolled in. I saw lots of people having basement listening parties and whatnot. And so I think the biggest thing that we're learning is that Mother Nature doesn't own a calendar. And it's simply when the ingredients come together, whether it's December or the middle of spring, it simply doesn't matter. And we need to be vigilant and appreciate the respect that we need to give to the weather. And so I think that that's something that our community already is very aware of.
That's Champana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. He says as our climate continues to change, these kinds of late-year severe weather events could continue to become more frequent. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 52 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Jonathan All, Emily Hayes, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moleen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.